So in this discussion, I'm going to welcome back Karen once again. And this time round, what I've asked Karen to do is just consider a goal that she has. Not the old goal, wanting to speak with people in workshops or anything like this. Something different, something that's more relevant to her day-to-day life, where she's at right now. Something that's really meaningful for her. So, Karen, do you have a goal in some area of your life right now? Something that you're looking forward to? Something that's obviously positive by nature?
Yeah. I'm preparing to be a mum.
You're preparing to be a mum? Yes. My goodness, we have something in common. Oh, I'm not preparing to be a mum, I'm preparing to be a dad, all right? Interesting. Well, I was wondering if we could just have a conversation. I'm going to use some of the core coaching skills that I've been talking about in that last video and just see where the conversation goes.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so I'm just wondering if you could just share with me how it is you see this unfolding.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm becoming more aware that, as I consider becoming a mum, that everything I allow in my life right now is going to be what my children experience of me when they eventually come. So, like, I'm going to be teaching them all the time. So I'm kind of looking at how I am right now, and what's okay and what's not okay, of what I'm willing to pass on to them and what I'm not.
Seems to me you're taking this quite serious.
I am. Because we've recently started looking into adoption and the process for that, it's becoming a much more reality. So
it's becoming real now.
Yeah, and I have to take it seriously because it's more imminent than it was before.
Imminent.
Yeah, it could be within the year.
Could be within the year.
Actually have children. So.
And so,
I want to be prepared for that day when it comes.
And what will being prepared look like for you?
So I'm aware of certain elements, certain areas that if I were to have children right now, it would be quite stressful because...
Stressful?
Because I'm not managing certain areas of my life so well right now. And if that were still the case in, say, 12 months from now, then adding children into the mix might become stressful.
Stressful, yeah. Such as, give me an example.
Such as, so if I were to take an example of like prioritizing my household routine tasks alongside work commitments and tasks, I've got a bit of a habit of sometimes putting things off and not just seeing a task through to completion. And so it can become a bit messy and complicated because it means there's lots of unfinished projects at times. So what I'm really saying is I don't have great discipline in seeing things through to completion at times. And that can mean that life gets quite stressful because I'm trying to keep tabs on lots of different things rather than doing one thing and then moving on to the next and on to the next.
Focusing all of your efforts just on one thing at a time.
Yes.
And doing one thing well and then moving on to something else and then doing that well.
Yeah.
And then moving on to something else and then doing that thing well.
Yeah.
And then...
And I feel like I'm progressing in that because I'm actually completing things. But when I don't complete things, it leaves me in this state of stress because nothing's completed, and on one level I feel like I'm not making too much progress, and on another level that can sometimes mean it can sometimes come at a cost.
Cost.
For example, like say that you were to ask me for something like some information on the finances that was important for you, and because I hadn't kept things up to date as I went along, I'm not able to offer you the information you need, and then that's quite serious because sometimes the most important things don't get prioritized, and that can actually damage the trust in our relationship as well.
Interesting. Yeah. So what is it you actually want then? What is it you actually really want?
So what I really want,
because we know what we don't want.
Yeah, I know it's not working.
But we actually want. What's the goal?
So the goal is the goal is for me to prioritize well in terms of
prioritize well
urgent and important things that need done, and be confident in my decision making that I'm prioritizing well, and also not to allow myself to have incomplete projects, but to finish one thing and then move on to the next. So really that's me managing my own priorities, and I guess being able to prioritize well between what needs done urgently and importantly, and not allowing myself to be distracted by other things, seeing things through to completion.
So what's the gap then? What's the gap? What's the void?
Sometimes I'll allow myself to be distracted. Like I'll
so by what?
By sometimes reacting to stuff that comes in, like rather than like if somebody asks me for something, I'll change my focus onto what they've asked for rather than prioritizing what I know is important for that day.
For what purpose? What does doing this give you?
Yeah, it's like a short-term sense of fulfillment in a way that I've met their need. Like I can manage to get that into my day and do that as well, and I've got it right for that person.
Oh, you've got it right for that person.
Got it right for that person, and
you've just pleased this person.
I've just pleased them.
You've just kept this person happy.
Yeah,
and that comes at the cost of
my own progress, and actually fulfillment in the long run, because I sometimes don't feel like I'm making the progress I want to make.
It's interesting, isn't it? So I'm just wondering what is it then that's actually really preventing you from being as effective in this area? As you're preparing now to be a more effective mum, it seems like the goal is to be an effective mum.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's the bigger goal, of course.
So that's a bigger goal. That's a long-term goal.
Yeah.
But it seems to me it's sometimes the short-term things that come up that kind of get in the way of you being this effective.
It is, yeah. Yeah. Because then I allow stress into my life, because I'm not, you know, when things are not completed in the home, or that's hugely stressful. If the fridge is not full, like that's completely inappropriate actually as a mum. I couldn't allow that.
So it seems you're aware that you're only able to focus on doing one thing well at a time.
Yeah.
You can, so if you're focusing on one thing, it's coming at the cost of you focusing your energy and effort into doing something else.
Yes, yeah.
So how is it then that you will ensure that you're channeling your focus and your time and your energies into important things? Things that are actually in alignment with your goal.
Mm.
How is it you're going to discipline yourself in this area? Or what is it that needs to be changed?
That's a good question. So I recognize that reacting to people or allowing myself to follow through on something because I want to keep them happy, or do something or meet someone else's priority, is not okay.
But this is something that you still do?
At times, yeah.
At times?
Yeah, I do at times.
So it's not something that you've mastered yet?
I've not mastered it, no.
It seems that this might be a priority area for you now then, becoming effective at...
Really, it's managing myself, actually. It's managing myself.
How? What do you mean by this?
So there's times where I'm more aware of what I'm doing and I'm what I'm saying yes and no to. And it's like I'm responding rather than reacting to the stuff that's coming in.
So you're responding
I can
rather
make
than
good decisions, yeah.
Okay.
Whereas if I'm not really paying attention sometimes, then I'll say yes to stuff, and that can be pretty detrimental, because then I'll not end up getting the things done that I know are important. So when I say manage myself, I mean not respond emotionally to, or not react emotionally to what other people are asking of me.
So we're talking about feelings here, which is a bit of a tough one.
Mm.
It would seem to me that there's kind of a maybe a lesson that you haven't learned yet. It doesn't seem there's probably too much point in focusing on your feelings so much.
Mm.
All right.
Yeah.
It doesn't really seem like it's going to lead you anywhere healthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or proactive. So if we were to focus on something slightly more grounded, i.e. a fact,
mm-hmm.
right? And stop looking at feelings just for a minute, for a little bit. It would seem that if I was to ask you to go and put your hand on a hob on the oven that was on,
mm-hmm.
would you do it?
No.
Why?
Because I know that it's hot and it'll burn me.
So you've learned that lesson?
Yeah.
Okay. But there's a lesson that you haven't yet learned in terms of reacting to other people when they make requests of you.
Mm-hmm.
What lesson is it you haven't learned yet?
That'll cost me hugely in the long run.
In the long run? Just in the long run?
Well, no, in the short term as well, actually. Yeah.
So in the short term and in the long term.
Long run, yeah.
So if you say yes to people when they come and ask you to do things, just without thinking, then this is going to cost you in the short term and the long term. What else might it cost you? Like what specifically is it actually going to cost you? What's the lesson we actually need to learn here? Because it seems like we can't move beyond anything in life until we've actually learned from that which we need to move beyond.
It actually costs me what's most important to me, which is like often the connection with you, because...
Or what else?
Or the children, you know, the future children.
Or what else?
Or making time for friends and really anyone else in my life, because I always have this sense of incompletion because I'm not actually making progress in a lot of areas.
So the sense of incompletion is a problem.
Yeah.
This sense of incompletion brings about the stress.
Yeah.
All that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So how is it then today that you ensure that there's no more incompletion moving forward? What's the first step you need to lock down today? The first step.
The first step.
It's kind of like not touching the oven.
Yeah.
So I take it you'll need to touch that once to know that it's hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the first step is...
It's kind of like building safeguards now, isn't it?
Yeah. I think the first step is me being, first of all, sure of what I know is important in any day.
How are you going to be crystal clear on what your priorities are each day? How are you going to hold yourself to account in this area? Because no one else can.
No, yeah. So every morning I make a conscious decision about what is important for me on this day.
So every single morning you're going to make a conscious decision. How specifically? What does this actually look like? How are you going to stay on top of this? Mm. Like practically, how are you going to build this new habit into your life?
So practically, like I've got an organizing system that I use pretty poorly, actually, on my...
So you have a system in place.
I have a system, but I don't really utilise it.
But you don't utilise it?
Yeah.
Okay, how long would it take you to get the system in place now? So it yeah. actually serves you.
Yeah.
It actually serves you. So it's not a chore. This is actually about you now getting systems and processes in place in your life to help you be more effective, to save you time. So sometimes we've got to invest a little bit of time into processes that are going to save us time moving forward,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a little bit short-term sacrifice for the purpose of long-term and medium-term gain.
Yeah. So...
What is it you could go and do today?
I could invest an hour into getting that sorted.
You could do that today?
I could do that today.
And what will this give you more of tomorrow? So we can feel like we're really starting making progress.
Yeah.
In this area of your life in preparation for this positive outcome, which is you being a more effective mum.
Yeah. So that would probably take me an hour or two to get that sorted.
An hour or two. How about worst case scenario, we devote 2 hours to this?
Yeah.
An hour or two, prepare for 2 hours.
And then it must become part of my daily routine.
And how long is this going to take? On a day-to-day basis,
once it's set up, 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Yeah. And what part of your day can you build this in? Like, what exact time? Like, for example, yeah. I'll sometimes wake up in the morning, and rather than, you know, first thing I pick up is my mobile phone. This is a real bad habit.
Mm.
But what I could do is I could pick up my laptop and go right to something like this if I had that in place.
Yeah.
So what point of your morning routine will you build this new habit in and visualize it?
First thing, over breakfast.
When?
Right in the morning.
So first thing, you wake up in the morning, then what happens next?
I sort the house, first thing.
Then what happens next?
And then I have breakfast.
So
at that point.
Pretty much. The third thing on your list. So you get out of bed,
yep.
Brush your teeth, or sort the house or whatever, breakfast, which is you preparing for the day, and as you're having your breakfast...
That becomes...
So you're kind of killing two birds with one stone.
Yep.
So this doesn't actually really eat up any more time in your morning routine.
No, it shouldn't. No.
So this is one thing that you can do today, 2 hour investment of time today, to get the system and the process in place, and then from tomorrow onwards, you build this new habit into your life.
Mm. Yeah, that's so simple, but that already gives me a bit of peace that we've actually made that decision.
We've made a little bit of progress. Well, who's made the decision? Have we made the decision?
Oh, I've made the decision, yeah.
Yes, but we've arrived at this decision together
yeah.
through this conversation and coaching session that we've had.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Shall we end things there? Have you made a decision?
That's fine.
Does this one get a fist pump?
Absolutely.
This one gets a fist pump. Way! Maybe I get a more effective wife through the process. Fantastic. Listen, I wanted this to go somewhere, right? I've had coaching sessions that, to be honest with you, haven't looked much beyond this. And clients are literally, you know, jumping and skipping out the doors, clicking their heels, you know, doing all sorts of stuff, feeling like they've made progress. Nothing's actually changed, apart from the fact that they've just made a decision to change. That's it. And they can see how this new decision is going to get integrated into their life. Remember, all right, let's look at what the goals of effective life coaching actually are. It's to enable our clients to become more responsible, more decisive, more consistent, and stronger in character. So look at what we've just accomplished here. We've just worked with Karen conversationally in a dialogue. I've not given Karen any advice. All I've done was I've simply attended her. You probably picked up on the point in the conversation where the focus changed a little bit. Did you?
I picked up on it.
You picked up on it when I kind of turned up the heat just a little bit. All right, and that was it. Where we'd done the attending, we'd done the immediacy, you'd had your time talking about this and you're talking about that. I was actively listening in for what you actually wanted. Once we got clear on the positive outcome, you want to be more effective, right, that was it. Let's reflect back, let's ask some non-directed questions now, and let's nail it down, practically how. This wasn't about me giving any advice to Karen, I wasn't giving her a process, I wasn't telling her what to do, it wasn't like I have some magical, mystical process that people can build into their lives for being more effective, all right? It was all about empowering and encouraging and working with Karen to arrive at a decision. What action step can Karen actually take today is going to enable her to feel like she's starting to make progress so that tomorrow she can start being more effective. That is it, right? We're not talking about wasting any time here. We're talking about practical action steps. This, my friend, is pretty much all that coaching ever needs to be, right? Very, very little effort on my part. All that I'm doing, I'm using this, I'm reflecting back what I'm hearing, I'm being silent, giving Karen time and space. I'll sometimes intervene, ask a question for the purpose of getting more information, understanding that Karen and all of our clients are naturally self-governing. They all know what they want more of. Sometimes we just end up focusing more on what we don't want than upon what we do. Once we've got our focus on what we do want, it's just a case about figuring out what the next couple of practical action steps need to be, then locking our client down to actually taking them. So Karen, the next conversation that we have in a coaching session we're going to have next week, you're going to let me know all about how you've got on.
Great. Okay.
And then we're going to look at what other areas and aspects of your life we can start also making progress in.
Okay.
How do you feel about this?
I feel pretty empowered about this.
No. Pretty empowered. Why? Is it because I've taken responsibility for your life or because you have?
I have. You've helped me.
Because you have.
Just get a starting point for what I can actually do.
Fantastic. Fist pump from you. Fist pump from you, friend. Fantastic. Hope you found this demonstration useful, insightful. Listen, go and have some conversations like this. You can't break anyone. You can only lead them into greater degrees of insight and clarity and decisiveness. Right, go and try it at home, and I'll see you again in the next clip.